You need sunscreen.
Yes.
You're white.
You need sunscreen too. Everybody needs sunscreen.
No. Black people don't need sunscreen.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
God gave us sunscreen. It's built in.
Right. But you still need the extra protection or you'll age terribly.
Back me up, bro.
She already said the best you've ever looked is in those photos. They wear sunscreen.
So. I think these dudes would wear sunscreen.
Not this one.
You could be that, but you ain't wearing sunscreen.
Nah, I stand on it. What?
I don't wear sunscreen because I hate the smell, but not because I don't feel like I need sunscreen.
I mean, you can get some that are like unscented. Yeah, that's what I use.
I might have to switch that up, but my lady's an esthetician. She doesn't stand for it. She doesn't stand for that bullshit.
What, no sunscreen?
Yeah, there's some kind of skincare going on at all times.
She and I need to be friends because I am a skincare junkie.
She just got this big ass machine for like some special kind of facial. I'd have to call her.
Yeah.
Yo, no. You want to talk about machines and masks? This lady's been hiding a facial mask from me for like a red light infrared thing.
Oh, you got one of those?
For like months. I was like, hey girl. I was like, yo, skin, look, you looking good. What you doing?
Yeah. Honestly, living by myself was the best because then I can be like at my ugliest.
The uglier
you go to sleep, the better you wake up.
Nah. I told her I'm going to use it. Are you above using these kind of masks? You're okay with it.
No, I'm okay. I have a red light therapy face massager that I use. Yeah.
Nice.
I love that stuff.
My girl waxes my tattoos and stuff like that. Like, it's her profession. Why not?
Yeah, nah.
She says it's practice, and I say, like, I'm just supporting my girlfriend, but I'm enjoying this call.
Bye. Oh, well, I guess we're live now, officially. Yeah. So, yeah, my girl just left. Thanks for tapping in my jiu-jitsu. Listening to Devontae getting waxed. Is that what
his
you
tattoos.
Said?
Wax tattoos. My lady waxes my tattoos. Oh, okay. Don't be trying to throw some weird narrative out there.
Hey, buddy. I didn't say. I said wax. Any inferences
whenever
on y'all?
I say waxed, I'm thinking of like someone just got dominated. Like that fool got waxed on the mats.
Yeah. Wax on, wax off. Yeah. Credit kid.
Yeah. You're trying to make me seem like I went out like a sucker recently.
Nah, you didn't. Crazy. We know you didn't. Speaking of suckers, real quick, I got a funny story. Well, okay. It's an inside joke. So this man has somebody on his hit list, and that dude showed up to the gym today. And so he's out there stretching. I snap a photo and I send it to him.
Oh, God. It made me so mad because I can't. So the doctor cleared me to do what I want until my surgery. I'm just afraid to train because anything I grab, my middle finger just shoots straight out. Mm. So I don't want it to roll and get broken or smash or something. Yeah. So I'm just staying away from it. But yeah, I almost jumped in my car and did 120 over
there. I was trying to get you over there, bro.
Is it one of those like on-site type things for this person?
I'm gonna do what he did to me. I'm gonna sit around and let him get tired. And then right whenever he's huffing and puffing, be like, hey, brother, I'm fresh. You want to be my warm-up round? That's what's going to happen.
That's my strategy with every heavyweight ever. Just tire him out and be like, ha-ha, I gotcha in the end.
So that's understandable. He's the same size as me.
Okay.
He should be wanting to get good rounds with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's fun testing the cardio. I'm like, all right, let's see how far we can take this.
It is one of the most joyous things I ever have. It's like, when I know, like, a bigger guy, especially, like, I love it when it's a black belt and he's, like bigger and he's out of shape and you just know that you're pushing his cardio and he's just like, and I'm just like, oh, man, it makes me happy.
Oh, my God.
You hear this? My calorie inclined practitioners. We're going to fight back. We're going to assemble and we're going to fight back.
Well, look, y'all are big dudes, right? And you got to understand that I got to get some sort of win against a big guy. Yeah.
And then on top of that, we calorie inclined practitioners, we're taking Rico. Rico and Coach Alex are
this is the new thing, calorie inclined?
Calorie inclined.
So this is your nice way of saying fat people?
Yeah. fat people in martial arts, calorie
to,
incline.
To be fair,
I when did we become so PC?
I heard it the other day and I loved it.
No, actually, no. I actually love that too.
No, I like it too. And you know, like at the end of the day, I'm a bit like, I've had my weight issues. I don't believe in fat shaming or putting anyone down because they're body issues. So even saying they felt a little uncomfortable with me, but you know, we joke around and we're friends. This is a whole other thing.
It's not the same because I'm in the community, but you know a new one fucking tickles me pink?
Who?
Fat bags or big bags.
What is that?
You haven't heard that?
No.
They've been calling like bigger people by, oh, look at that big back over there.
Yes, actually. First, I thought you said bag. Sorry. Yeah. Fat back, big back. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw this meme come up at Hoodville. I love the account Hoodville. Yeah.
I don't watch it.
It's a meme account on Instagram. Yeah. Fucking.
And in the context, it was like a Popeyes, a Waffle House, or something, all within the same block. And it's like, oh, this is Big Back Avenue, or Big Back Block, or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so terrible.
Oh,
but
man. Hey, look, what I be down there.
Yeah, right? Let me get some Waffle House. They don't have Waffle House here.
I've only had Waffle House once, and I see why people go after it, you know. It's good. It's good.
I think I've only had Waffle House once, one time, and I ordered orange juice, and this was dead ass. Looked this white lady in her eye. I was like, "Can I get some OJ?" Because he didn't do it, and she was like, "What?" No, he did it. He did it. He did it.
So I think his son did it. I think his son.
What?
Did it personally,
you think his son killed his mom?
No, because that was his stepmom.
Oh,
I think his son killed his stepmom. I think they were already kind of like having their issues, and he came home and seen what he's seen and did what he did, and that's why, like, of course, granted, leather shrinks in water,
yeah,
but that's another reason the gloves didn't fit.
We went from Waffle House to leather shrinking in water. Like, where is this conversation going?
At this point, we're not even on jujitsu. We're not talking any positivity, no gratitude. We're talking about, you know, this is a great. Good way to get us on track here. She's like, what the fuck are we doing? We're supposed to be talking about managing.
No, I'm here for this.
Managing.
I just wanted to point it out.
Managing and balancing jujitsu in life. Mm-hmm. And we can't even manage and balance this conversation. How the fuck do we do this, guys?
It's a very honorary Sunday evening, so bear with us.
Yes. So topic of the episode, balancing jujitsu in life. And you know, before we get into that, before we do that, let's talk about gratitude and positivity. I'm cutting out the drink down on some gratitude for you because you didn't like it. So let's get high on some positivity, everyone. And not high as in high, but high as in lift each other up on some positive notes.
Both. Do it. Live.
Live.
You know what
it
is.
Oh my God. Anyway.
you do realize we're a bunch of fools over here, right?
Yeah, okay. I know. That's okay. Why I hang out with you guys. Okay. This is fine.
All right, so I'll jump on the positivity train first. I finally got my car back. I'm so happy because now I don't have to drive that little Ford Focus that I felt like Mr. Incredible in the beginning of the movie. Just fucking miserable. It was hard to get in and out of, and I got comments multiple times a day, like, you're a big man for that little car. Like, I fucking know. And now I don't have that issue. So
no more clown car.
Yeah, no more clown car. That's my positivity for the week.
Pot of bins. I guess can you go? I got to think of something.
Yeah.
It's been a rough week.
Gratitude. You know, first of all, thank you guys for having me back again. This is always a good time. Mm-hmm. I shared the last episode with, you know, some of my close friends and coworkers and my boss, and shout out to, you know, all of the fans out there you know, I am just so grateful to have people that gave us such positive feedback on that last episode. And yeah, you know, just keep doing what we do, I guess.
Oddly enough, it's one of our highest viewed episodes, which I was like...
Because the sound clip was so funny.
I actually showed my boss and found out that I have two bosses that do, like, jujitsu. And
what?
Yeah, one of them says he wants to train with me, but he's a white belt, and he's real small.
Yeah.
And he said only if I take it easy on him, and I will.
Send him to me. Let's see what he got.
Taking easy on shit.
This is where I'm going to say balancing jujitsu in life. Keep that shit on. Do not roll against your boss.
he signed the waiver, bro. That's called retaliation. We were playing a sport together. He got mad. That's retaliation. That's a challenge.
I would train with my boss. I'm sure, if you're watching this in the best way, I would definitely train with you. Like, I think we would actually have a really good time.
Pull up, Shane.
Well, so...
No, I think we'd actually have a good time. I would totally train with
him. I would, depending upon who the boss was, first off, I ain't got no boss. Fuck them bitches. Second off, it would depend upon who the boss was, because what I feel like I've learned as I've gotten older, that even outside jiu-jitsu, there's always this underlying alpha ego thing going on with guys. And I don't want to entwine that with my workplace.
Sure.
There's already enough of that when you're trying to climb and achieve and the boss is worried about you possibly taking his job. I don't need all that. I've had enough of that within jiu-jitsu rooms, you know, stuff like that, that I don't need it in the work experience.
I don't want your job, Shane. You do too much. Just pull up.
Same. I'm not trying to be a boss. Like, I'm just trying to live my life and do jiu-jitsu. That's all I ask.
That one time you told me that I should stay a little later. I didn't do it, but you're still gonna have to pay for it.
Oh man. Well, I on positive note, I guess it's positive that I don't have a boss to worry about.
You have a boss, bro. That episode that was 15 minutes because your lady called and was like, get your ass in the car and pick me up. You have a boss.
I don't know if you... I didn't tell you about it. Never mind.
We had a real short episode because we thought we had time. And she called mid-episode and he was like... And he just looked in the camera. He's like, I gotta go.
Oh, my God. Or you can argue that you're your own boss. Mm. And, you know, it's your job to keep yourself in check.
No man is the boss in his life. If you have a woman, as a man...
He was a good boss.
Why are we shitting on me?
I'm not shitting on you.
I'm
just being honest. Every man... Think about it. Misfits, right? Uh-huh. Who's the only person that can get Jimmy to shut the fuck up?
Jess. You're right.
Every man has a boss at work and outside.
So is that why every man needs a woman to get him to shut the fuck up?
I'll be real, bro. If it wasn't for my woman, I would never be traveling outside of the country. There's a lot of stuff in my life that I do now I probably wouldn't have did before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So every man, I think, and I won't say a woman. I'll say every man needs a significant other that isn't on the same wavelength as me.
True. True. Actually, you know what? That brings positivity. So positivity, we're talking about... There we go. Thank you. I made you think of something. So, no, actually, I believe I've done this before, but it just got re-brought back into my life. The Ingram's personality test. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
The INF?
Myers-Briggs.
No. It's EN. I'm gonna pull it up right now just so I can spell it out for
Enneagram?
You guys. Enneagram. Okay. It's Enneagram is what
I've never taken that. I don't fully understand it, but...
Honestly, I'll send you a link. Okay. Pretty much there's 9 categories. There's little sub things where you read of like, oh, this most sounds like me. You click the one that most sounds like you. Read it out. If it sounds like you, that's you. Uh-huh. Cross-reference with the other ones and then figure it out. But
it's just easier to give ChatGPT my birth chart, my horoscope, and then just have it read.
I'm not like big on that, but I have a cousin who she did like my birth chart. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me and she was like, this is like fucking weird because... So they have the multiple categories. Mm-hmm. I think in all but 4 of them, I was a Scorpio.
You're a triple Scorpio or something? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was Scorpio across the board. And then I was like a Leo and some random stuff.
You know, that's kind of funny because we're friends, right? You know, I got this scorpion right here.
Brothers.
and my spirit animal, I don't know if the camera can see it, but it's a lion.
Have our tattoos, our spirit animals tattooed on us? Because I have Hello Kitty.
You got
Hello Kitty, your spirit animal?
Yeah.
I respect it.
Anubis, guardian of the underworld.
Yeah.
Well, shoot. Okay. Positive. Sorry, we're still getting off. We're 20 minutes deep. Hey,
bro,
still
we've definitely got the positives. Let's just jump in.
No, I didn't finish it.
Okay. Oh, my bad.
Continue.
Tommy Pickles throwing fits on camera.
No, I'm Deku, man. I'm just start crying.
It's Tommy Pickles decade, right. Same thing.
If you need tissues, I'll run over there for you.
Thank you, thank
better
you.
Better than me, I would have let him snot up on camera.
I'm just positive about this stupid psychology test that I feel like I found one that identified with me. Okay. And my partner, she feels like she found one that identified with her. Good thing is that it says our types are compatible. So, not to say that... What I think it was great about this is it doesn't say anyone isn't compatible with you. What it does is a list about troublesome areas for the different numbers that you may have with that person within a relationship. So, like, let's just say, like I said, it's 1 through 9. If a 2 matches with a 9, there could be problems with that. Or they could be a pair that they complement each other type. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So horoscopes for the intellectual.
I honestly say it's more spot on than horoscopes. But yes, horoscopes for intellectual.
I take those things with a grain of salt. I mean, it's fun to look at and then realize and see like just the similarities and differences. Mm-hmm. But you know, I don't take it as like truth or anything. But yeah, that's kind of what it reminded me of.
I'm gonna get in trouble for what I'm about to say at home, but I honestly just learned that to get girls back in the day, and now what? It's useless information to me.
Horoscopes?
My horoscope.
And stuff? Oh yeah, big facts.
What?
Yeah, guys only learn it so they can pick up girls.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like
now it's useless information.
In my mind. Don't know what my rising moon and setting moon and all that stuff is, just because I wanted to know.
I just got lucky. I just got lucky.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, let's jump into this. Man.
Yeah, it's time. It's time.
You know, balancing life and jiu-jitsu. You know, there's personally my biggest hurdle in balancing life and jiu-jitsu is pretty much fucking work, dude. Like especially living in LA, dealing with the traffic. And I'm gonna kind of knock two things out. That is the reason. Like most times I miss class, it is that. Mm-hmm. I drive to work, home, then get ready, and then just looking at the GPS hit like. A 40-minute drive just to get there, and knowing that it's only 8 miles from my house in all reality pisses me off, bro. Pisses me off. That's probably my biggest struggle with getting to class and being a martial artist, I guess. Other than that, I love that shit.
I feel that. Like, driving in this traffic is a job in itself. So when I was first choosing, like, martial arts schools to go to, proximity was a really big factor and timing. So if they didn't have, you know, I train in the mornings. I have such a busy 9 to 5 most of the time. And I am fortunate that I do have the option to work from home. So some days I'm more relaxed than others. But yeah, it's really just important to have, you know, have it in a good proximity to you. That and you got to deal with like parking situations. Like, there's so many little factors, you know, living here and then like adjusting to life here that I never considered before.
Yeah.
The only reason, like, so one, not the only reason, but one of the main reasons I chose Misfits over Henzo's is because I can get to Henzo's real quick. The time I'm going to spend driving to Misfits and the time I'm going to spend looking for parking and walking to class.
Yeah.
At Henzo's.
I warned you. I'm like, the parking situation is atrocious.
So I took
and
that.
And you found a spot.
I found a spot, but it just got to the point where I just realized there's a reason no one parks here. And like, I'm fine with it, but at the time I was taking my work car, and mm-hmm. luckily enough they were fine with me doing it, but I have a lot of tools in there that I can't afford to
lose.
And it's right off of Sunset, so yeah.
And anyone who's not from LA, just take her tone for what it is right off of
the yeah.
I feel like New York people might get it, but at least they got the subway, like, as opposed to here.
Then a lot of things are walking distance there, too. It's a lot more pedestrian friendly there. This is not a pedestrian friendly city by any stretch.
No.
Actually, maybe it depends on where you are, but by and large, it's not.
Until you move like closer to IE or like into the valleys, I don't think it is. Mm-hmm. I think you're right, like...
And even then, it's too damn hot to ever be outside in the IE.
It's a little bit warm.
Well, dude, you gotta remember, I'm from like the border of Texas and New Mexico. Like, it's not, I don't think it's hot.
You always, look, I know what hot is. I'm, you know, Indiana gets hot too, okay? And I spent some summers in Texas.
Bro, I'm coming from 110 plus summers, like from June to August.
Man, I kind of want to historically look at what ours. I think they're more like 80, 90.
Yeah.
There are some 100 days, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, so everywhere has their 100 days, but like New Mexico, Arizona, they're like, what are 90s? That's 6 a.m.
That's true.
Right. I had a layover in Phoenix once, and it was like 9 o'clock at night, and it was like 109 still. Like, how do people survive without air conditioning?
I'm sorry that it's so hot in here because this one sucks. Okay. So.
It's fine. But sure. Gratitude, though, air conditioning.
We're going to drink it up anyways.
Yes.
Or Vegas, where like
115, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Orthon in Vegas. I know he's struggling out there. Told your ass to leave. That's what you get.
Right.
You guys touched on that traffic situation and that you were saying, when you see that 40, like, I'm good when I see 20. I see 25. I might even be okay if I see 30, 35. If I see 37, fuck no.
Mm-mm.
And the craziest thing is you can look at it 1 minute, it'll be 25, and be like, all right, cool, I'll leave in 10 minutes. When you leave in 10 minutes, it says 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I prefer the mornings, because there's not a lot of people here. I realize, at moving to LA from Denver, people are up early. Here, no, nobody's on the road until like, 8, where it's like really heavy.
Yeah.
So it was really important that, I found a place with morning sessions because, like I said, most of my 9 to 5 regularly is really busy. I don't always get the chance to duck out in the middle of the day to go and train. And I'm way too lazy to train in the evenings. Like, that's my time to chill. Let me just, put something on TV, play video games or whatever. Just like, make dinner. That's my time.
I feel that. I think I'm an angrier person. So with my time, I'm like, yeah, I think I should choke someone. I think I should choke someone or punch something.
Yes.
Do you guys have any tips for like maybe balancing? I know we talked about traffic being a big proponent, but like the other struggles, maybe your lady balancing jujitsu and having a partner, your partner and everything.
I'm not gonna lie. Lizzie's touched on it so much. You have to pretty much design your life. Like, if your hobby is something that only has like certain times that you can do the class, you have to take into account parking, drive time, how far is it from your house versus your job, mm-hmm. what's your job schedule look like versus their schedule. Because I did it so many times, just being impatient and like knuckleheaded and like, I just want to train and sign up for a school, that realistically, I'm going to be cutting out from work 15 minutes early just to jump into traffic and get there and be rushing to change, and I've missed 15, 20 minutes of class,
Right.
So it's just kind of being honest with yourself, being honest with your schedule, and just...
Okay.
Yeah, and like I said, in the mornings, that is a way that I avoid like a lot of the heavy traffic. When I go up the 101, it's like the opposite. I'm going against traffic on the way back pretty much, unless I hit a busy street, which, it happens. But otherwise, it doesn't consume that much of my time. It used to be, when I did live in Denver, that if I had a gym that was like 15 minutes away, 15 to 20, fine, that's perfect. I can get there and back in a timely fashion, where going 20 minutes just seems so far. It's so draining, and people don't realize that. So when I moved here, I wanted a gym within like 10 to 15 minutes. And I had one at one point that was walking distance, and that was incredible for the time that it lasted. But then, actually finding that one that's like, within 10 minutes of my house, perfect. That's good.
Okay. So it sounds like finding one that's close, convenient, that isn't going to cause you stress. Because
close and convenient, but one thing you can never forget is you have to rock with your with your trainer.
Yeah. That's true. Being able to get along with the people that you train with and having that camaraderie. So yes, that's for sure important too.
The trainer and the school in general. Because I feel bad for people who come to train, and you can tell they enjoy training, but they don't necessarily get along with the people in the gym, and they just look like alone and sad in the corner.
Oh, that's me.
That was me for a while.
That's me at every gym.
Crazy, like. It was hard. It's hard being new somewhere. It really is.
Henzo's was such a good school, bro. It's just fucking intimidating, just because there's a lot of like good people in there.
Absolutely.
And like, the people are nice, but there's so many fucking people, to where if you're not like a extroverted person, mm-hmm. it's going to take a minute. It's going to take a minute because I used to leave there and I was more drained from being social than being training.
Yeah.
That one was tough for me because the way that, I guess, class structure is also a big one. That one didn't work for me specifically just because, you know, they spend almost the full entire hour going through, you know, the technique and, you know, it leaves less time to actually get some rolling in, which didn't work, especially when I had to cut out at a certain time and then realizing, oh my God, somebody is blocking my way, like in that little parking lot that they had. So it takes extra time to be able to leave. So, you know, it was just more stress than it was worth at that time.
Yeah, I forgot about that too. Their roll time is after class.
I know. And I'm like, I don't have the time. You know, I have to be, you know, at my desk at a certain time, or I had to make my appointments at a certain time. So yeah, that was really tough.
There's only one way to be able to train and have your schedule the way you want for training, and that's if training is your job.
That's true.
It's if you're Mikey or one of those high level performers or even a USC athlete, Boatan.
Yeah.
That's really it.
You're right. Speaking of, like, right now, currently I'm thinking about taking a job in another city, and you gotta talk about, I know. I just said fuck all my bosses, right? I ain't got no bosses. Now I'm thinking about taking a job. Shit happens, right? Life. But I was thinking about taking a job in another city, kind of the same thing. It's like, I know it's going to be like an hour minimum to an hour and a half every day back and forth. And I'm not excited about it at all in any way, shape, or form. So I'm probably not going to take it. But the thought is there.
Yeah, LA traffic will test your passion for something for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, whether it's going to the movies, whatever the fuck it is, not wanting to sit there. And, like, it's crazy, dude, because we can GPS Misfits right now. I guarantee you it's less than 15 miles.
Oh, I know it is. I'll tell you what it is right now. It's going to be 30 minutes to get there right now.
It's going to be, like, 30 minutes, but the mile distance is going to be stupid.
Oh, yeah, I think it's 8, 10 to 12, something like that.
From my house, it's 8.
No, it's 10. Count. It's 10. It's 10. Right now, it's 27.
Okay.
To Forge is 21, and that is 16 miles, which is like crazy when you think of the difference. Like 16 miles is
the route you're going, dude.
The route you're going is
you're heading into the valley.
Yeah.
The 101 also stays filled with cars.
No, that's one. Forge is quicker. That's off the 101.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So for this one, you have to go like 134 to the 210 to the 2. All that stuff.
You have to change freeways twice.
Yeah.
And that can get backed up.
Yeah.
So and that sucks.
For no reason, because idiots don't understand the fucking zipper effect. You go, I go. You go, I go.
No,
you go.
They don't. Not here. East Coast, I feel like, was a little better with that. And I've driven in most major cities. Like, I have traveled for work. I did for a couple years, and that's a topic I want to touch on, too. Traveling for work and training. Yeah, that was fun. But I've driven in most major cities, and, like, I don't know what it is about, like, Denver on West. We can't get it together. Let's get this together. Yeah, zipper, guys.
It's always made perfect sense to me, and I just, like, look around whenever someone's, like, trying to, like, double up, and I'm like, bro, do you realize that you being one car length ahead of someone isn't going to change the fact that you got 25 more minutes to go? 3 miles.
Yeah.
People get so mad and then not realize it's not that deep. It really is not that deep.
No. I'm working on trying to be more calm in those situations. Yeah. I've been saying be water. This is stupid, but, you know, it's that Bruce Lee saying. It's just like, just flow with it.
I mean, you hear all those, like, horror stories that happen to people in road rage incidents, and, you know, I would hate for it to happen to me or to happen to any of my friends here. Yeah, because people are wild.
Yeah.
People are wild, and fighting isn't something they do in California. They handle violence another way.
What do you mean? You talking they popping off?
People from California shoot people. They don't fight.
Oh. Over everyone, like a middle finger.
Everyone here thinks they're way too attractive to fight or something. I don't know what it is, but where I'm coming from, you throw hands, bro.
I think so. Hollywood, LA proper. I would imagine. Yeah, they're probably shooting, but. Like, you go into some rougher areas, they down to throw hands.
Where? Yeah. I work in them. San Bernardino, i.e., they shoot people.
Oh, you're talking about in Blaine County in the desert.
I'm talking about anywhere that's considered L.A. to the outside eye, from the water to i.e., they shoot people. They do. They don't fight.
Okay. Okay. I'm not, yeah. You know, I'll let you have that one. But I just remember growing up in L.A. and getting a lot of fist fights growing up.
Well, that's the thing. We aren't old, but we are.
Oh shit, we are old.
This new generation, they're not like that, dude. They're not like that.
They're not like us.
Not like us.
They're not like us.
I'm so close to 40, bro. No, it's okay. I don't care that Drake lost, man. And the way he's handling it, like he's been posting a bunch of stuff of him and his kid. I'm like, bro, don't post anything with kids right now. Like, just stay the fuck away from it. Like, just
Kendrick, release another song and bury him.
He's trying to strike a chord.
I feel like he buried himself. Like, I just feel like just the way he moved after it. It was just.
Hey, you're right, but you know what's one more scoop on top? What's one more? Get him the fuck out of here.
Okay, if you say so.
For 2 years at my previous job, I traveled a lot. Okay. Every other week, I was on a plane going to a different place. And there were a couple times where I signed up for a tournament and didn't have enough mat time going into it. So I felt like I was just like not prepared. Mm-hmm. So I have dropped into other gyms too. And, you know, for the most part, the gyms that I've been to have been very welcoming, but it's really tough to do this while you're on the road. So I'm glad I don't travel like that anymore. I mean, there is some degree of travel to like my current job now, but not getting on a plane every other week has definitely like helped my mental health. Cause there was a time where I was not okay. Like mentally, you know, living out of a suitcase and being in a hotel every week really like takes a toll on you mentally. Not having the habits that you had, like the workout habits, the eating habits, the sleeping habits, like all of that, all those little things just kind of snowball and then just kind of put me like mentally in a dark place. So, you know, it was good to be able to stop and do training while on the road and stuff, but it still was outside my norm. And okay. That was tough.
Did you run into a lot of gyms that were like not accepting of you kind of?
Oh, no, not at all. I preferred to train again, like in the mornings. So the morning people are always like, they're chill, you know, morning people are not like trying to kill anybody on the mats.
Yeah, that is true.
Late afternoon, the new person always like, it never feels like clockwork. The new person sucks. Always just gets that MMA guy that just.
The mat enforcer that just is there.
The guy who thinks he's going to work his way up to.
Yeah. We all know, we've seen those types.
There's this dude at Misfits. He came in like 2 days before I got hurt. I get hurt. Mm-hmm. Ever since then, when I come in, he just stands at the mat and stares at me. Like, I know he wants the heat. I know he wants the heat.
He was just like, that guy right there.
Well, he's a big Russian dude himself. Oh, but okay. Here's the thing, like, I got hurt. And ever since then, he's just like, he just watches me. I don't know his name. We've never said hello to each other. He just watches me. And I've noticed. So I watched him roll. He should stop.
Stop watching you or stop rolling?
No, he should stop. He should stop
just
trying
stop.
To provoke. He should stop trying to provoke me. Oh. He should fucking stop. Because he's like the way, like from the energy he was giving me, I thought this dude was like a brown or black belt.
Yeah. Some people just have that energy, but then you get him on the mats and it's just like, yeah, okay, I can see you.
He's like an icy red dude. I've been watching him like throw him around. He was getting manhandled by our boy Scott.
Sorry, go. I just want to give Scott his props because I was rolling with him yesterday, and his pressure, like he's getting.
He took that tournament to heart, bro.
He did.
He took that tournament to heart, and I didn't think he should have. I thought he did well. You know, it's the first tournament.
Right,
it happens. You don't know everything yet, but now he's been in there greasy lately,
bro. After my first tournament, I told you I went double gold, lit a fire under my ass.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, he's been in there zit popping greasy.
Not the zit popping greasy, no.
Yo, you said something that was very important, and you know, last week was a bit struggle to me. I've been out of my routine, and it's kind of like you mentioned the routine and balancing jiu-jitsu in life, and. I think the routine is very important. Having that structure, there, you know, that time you wake up, you brush your teeth, you wash your face, you know, at this time I'm out at this door, I'm doing this between this time. And that structure is very important. And also for me, meal prepping. Meal prepping is one of the most important things, because if I can't keep my diet under control, I'm going to put on weight. And then when I start putting on weight, my gi gets tight. Yeah. I don't want to go to class. And I damn sure ain't going to no gi when my flab is just all out. And don't get me wrong, I have, but I don't want to.
It was.
We got no choice around here.
It happens. It was just hard, you know, living on the road and having to deal with, you know, whatever food choices you had around you. Yeah. So, when I was traveling, I try to make really good, like, good choices, or as best as I can. I'll hit the Chipotle's because I know that hits all my macros. Mm. I'll hit the Chick-fil-A's if there's one, because I know that that will also hit your macros. But I'm not that big of a fast food person. I'm really not. But, you know, having gone through that kind of forced me to, you know, make good choices.
Everyone loves traveling. Don't get me wrong, I'm excited to travel.
Yeah.
But it's stressful. So I don't even know why they're so like my lady's like, well, we're about to travel.
Okay. Let me just say, if you want a sense of people that have never been to the airport, go to the airport. There are people that do not have a clue how TSA works.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got the pre-check. I don't care. Everyone get out of my way.
Everything about traveling just stresses me out. Did I get everything? Did I forget anything? Like it just stresses me out.
So I'm going to reckon and say no one really likes traveling.
The act of travel sucks. But once you reach your destination, depending on when you are, it's fine. You're good. Like when I finally reach Bora Bora, I'm good. No more stress here.
That's why the conversation is always, damn, I wish I could teleport. That's why it always comes up.
That's not why I wish I could teleport. Oh,
why do you wish you could teleport?
You ever see Nightcrawler handle business in X-Men 2 or 3? Which one was it? That's why.
Yeah, he did. He did his damn thing for sure.
Yeah.
You thought I was going to say something else.
No, what are you going to say?
Travel around the world. I'm trying to teleport for those fighting skills, brother.
Dope. You know what I would do? I would teleport right into like a UFC. Just not 303.
You would have teleported.
We will talk about 303 here in a second. I can't wait.
We can just jump into it.
Points that I do want to bring up you know, having routine is very important. Being able to nourish your body and rest. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes travel, there's no rest.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're working. Like I've had times where would get on a plane, leave the house at like 3 a.m. to catch a 6 a.m. flight to come to the West Coast. Yes, it's happened. It sucked. I don't recommend it. And then I'm right out in the field. Like, I am running on such little sleep. I probably just had caffeine at that point. Like, that will throw you off.
Yeah.
It's insane. But, you know, when you get into funks like that, I think what gets me out of, like, that bad mental funk is just forcing myself back into routine. Doing my laundry, doing all these like little self-care things, like cleaning the house. It's so simple, but having your space and your world around you, you know, organize kind of like internally will organize you too. Or at least that's how it's worked for me.
I would second that. Do I have a gavel that I could bang or something? I would say the same thing. Go ahead.
I think it's the same for me. I just feel like I have to force myself to do certain shit. Like whenever I hit for jiu-jitsu, when I hit a jiu-jitsu funk, mm-hmm. I have to like force myself to go.
I'm in one right now.
And like cleaning my area does help, but it gets me out of the mental funk. But now I'm just like, I want to stay in my clean house.
You were saying, I wanted to go back to what you were saying about eating out. I like how you approached it because it's kind of the same way I was over 300 pounds, and part of the way I lost weight was Chipotle. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, I was reading this article recently. It was saying, like, finance bros, gym bros, and everybody, there's a crossover with how much they love Chipotle. It is because you can get your macros all in one place.
That and now Sweetgreen. Ever since I've moved here, mm-hmm. I've discovered Sweetgreen. And I'm like, okay, if I want to hit my macros and I feel like, you know, eating healthy and maybe paying $30 for a salad, I'm a hit of Sweetgreen.
So that's what keeps me from going to Sweetgreen. Have you ever had Sweetgreen?
My lady loves
Sweetgreen.
Bro, Sweetgreen, actually.
Sweetgreen made me think like Chipotle was like like second rate, dude.
Chipotle is second rate. I got salmonella poisoning when they had that whole little outbreak.
Oh yeah, that sucks.
Wait, like, hey. I almost died, bro.
I didn't know about that at all.
I still like. I had Chipotle for the first time last 2 weeks ago because someone took me out to lunch. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I don't eat it because of that.
Oh my gosh!
But Chick-fil-A, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
I'll hit up some Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out, the lines are just way too fucking long for me to give a fuck.
Speaking of traffic, have you ever been stuck in traffic and it's an In-N-Out line?
Yeah, right by my house. And that shit is fucking crazy. Same. Around the block, dude.
I know. I live really close to that one, and it's like, oh my God, why isn't this moving? Oh, because I'm stuck in line, of course.
How long were you in line before you realized?
It was probably like 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, crap, this sucks. I need to go.
Oh my God, yeah, that shit happens. So my girl loves In-N-Out protein style. Like, she'll just get it with like the meat and the onion. Mm. So we'll drive and we can see, like, it'll look like a traffic backup, and we'll see the line, and it's just stretching for like a quarter mile.
Have you ever timed it? It's usually about 30 minutes. It's like I put on an episode of something like Community or like Rick and Morty or something. While I'm waiting.
That's funny.
And I watch it. By the time it's over, I get my food.
I get high on positivity.
Yeah.
By the time it's over.
He says positivity.
Or.
Hey, I'm
saying, I guess it does make you positive, right?
Or just beat the traffic or just beat the rush. Even though, like, that's really hard to do sometimes. Impossible. But it has happened. You can get lucky.
I went to an In-N-Out that opened at 10:30 at 10:45 and still waited 20 minutes for my food.
Unacceptable.
Yes.
Do better. Actually, no. Once you get through your orders, I'm like, okay, this is fine.
Well, yeah. Let's not knock them completely, because the customer service is like, for the line they get, they knock it out quick.
Oh, yeah.
But
I've never had a bad experience.
I've never thought about this. Everywhere asks for a tip except those two places with the best customer service, and they're the ones who actually deserve it.
Yeah.
Let's get a round of applause for that one, because I'm all Chick-fil-A. For not needing to tip if I don't have to.
Oh, that's the most excited I am about Japan.
You don't got a tip?
I'm not tipping. Shit.
If you don't have to, yeah.
I understand the tip culture. I disagree with it in some fashions. I see all sides. Like, if you give me shitty service, why should I be obliged to pay you more money? You should have earned your money and did your job.
Sure.
And I don't, for me, I don't ask a lot. Bring my food, take my order, ask me how it is. Mm-hmm. If you didn't bring me my salt and pepper and my 2 cups of water that I asked for at the beginning, that's all I need. That's all I need.
If I got to pick up my food at the counter.
I'm not tipping. Why would I tip you if I got to come to the counter?
Right.
Why the fuck do they have the 15% whatever percent tips at the gas station now? I went to the gas station, I asked for gas, and the little thing was like, do you want a tip? And it was like 10, 15, and 20%. And I looked, I like looked at it confused for a bit, and I was like, hey, brother, cancel this out, because I don't want to make a mistake and give you nothing.
What is tip culture now? Like, are we going to have to tip our dentists for service?
So for like waiters and waitresses, it's the human aspect.
Sure,
because
sure.
We know that their bosses aren't paying them what they should because of a law or a technicality. That I understand, but if you have a bad attitude, I did not tell you to be a waitress. I did not, and I'd actually strongly advise people to not be a waitress, just because you deal with weird dudes, weird people, weird right. women, like just mm-hmm. in general. So, but like, it's not my job to tip.
Right. Okay. Well, the gas station is wild.
Wild as fuck.
Speaking of wild, let's jump on this 303.
Oh boy,
we're getting close to time. We got to wrap up.
All right.
Yeah, so it's already aired, so spoilers for anyone. What are our thoughts? I'm going to first off and say that it was a dud for me. Chandler McGregor is what I was looking forward to. All the change of fights, like the whole car got changed last minute.
Yeah.
And I get it. Shout out to them for still putting on a show, but it just wasn't my vibe.
I mean, it wasn't bad, and you know, I did like McGregor, and then just showing his true colors later, the poor sportsmanship is what like did it for me. So I like don't care about that.
Yeah.
But then when they changed it to Jiří Procházka and Alex Pereira, I'm like, okay, this is a much better fight. But they weren't prepared. This was like, what, 2 or 3 weeks of notice? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it definitely showed, but, you know, Alex still got it done. So, you know, shout out to him. That was good. That was beautiful execution on his part for that KO win. But, Yuri is taking it in stride, it seems like. You know, he's always been kind of a gracious guy. Like, you know, give credit where credit's due. And when he got injured, he vacated his belt. He's like, all right, let me just like pass the torch. Like, there's no reason.
I'll give you that. My issue is that when he's talking about Alex doing voodoo and shit to win the fights.
I think that's funny.
Oh, you think he's just being funny?
I think it's okay. Just like, okay. Just bullshit. Like, okay. You know, okay. But they're both spiritual in their own way. I totally respect it. And it's kind of cool to see. But, you know, it was, for what it was, I'm like, okay, yeah, it was very meh. Wasn't a fan of the changeup between Ortega and Lopez. I thought Ortega and Lopez was going to be the fight. Lopez being hungry, being young, being new to the scene, he's like, yeah, I'm ready. I'll fight anytime, anywhere. Let's fucking go. Ortega just kind of approaches media kind of calm, chill. I think that's kind of just how he is in general. Yeah. But then, you know, the last minute pullout because he was sick. And it sucks. I know weight cutting does take a toll on you after a while. But come on, man. Then you got to have Danny kind of step in last minute. You know, props to him. But, man.
That was a badass thing. He wasn't even, like, they pretty much called him, like, hey, bro, can you get here?
Yeah, he was like, I was mid-massage.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about that. I knew the fight had got switched. I didn't know that he had no preparation time and it was like that.
Yeah, like, no preparation, like, 3 hours
notice. But he had already been in camp in preparation for an upcoming fight. So I think he just kind of stayed ready. And I know Diego Lopez, he stays in the gym. Yeah. Like, that man, like, lives there.
You know what? So the Ortega thing, I'm curious to see, because I agree with you on two things that you said. It's bullshit that he pulled out, but I also heard it was like food poisoning. Like whenever he went to eat, like he was leaking out both
things. I had food poisoning from Chipotle, and it was one of the sickest I've ever been in my life. I turned purple, I turned orange.
Dude, food poisoning's no joke.
I've never laid still. So if it's
food poisoning, he did us a favor, bro. Yeah. Because a stomach kick, food poisoning.
Oh.
Like, when you get food poisoning, like, you're up at night, and you know you can't. I struggle to eat when I have it. So I'm weak the entire day. I don't feel normal until like dinner time.
Yeah.
It's like a bad hangover. Yeah.
And then I was such a big McGregor fan through the disrespect. Cause for with McGregor, part of the reason I did like him was who the fuck is that? Like the disrespect he was showing.
Yeah.
But man, bro, like to pull out of a fight for like, again, the human aspect, right? Chandler's been waiting for this paycheck for like 2 years now, dude. Chandler's not a bad guy. Chandler's never said anything bad. Mm-hmm. He just pretty much wants the fight, you know?
He's willing to lay it out in the ring.
Yeah. In fact, I would call him a broken toe, bro. I fucking played through broken toes in middle school and high school football.
Alex Pereira broke his toe and popped it back on after his kick with Yuri. Oh, my God.
Like at this point, I have like very little respect for McGregor at all. And it sucks, bro, because that was hit between him and Silva. Those were the ones, man. Those are the ones for me. And Silva went out, like, in my eyes, like a warrior. I respect Silva's whole career from the beginning to the end. McGregor's, I really only, like, I don't know how much I can respect anymore.
What do we think about
going on? Do you think that he might be on that same level of, you know, how the public sees him as, like, Ronda Rousey? How she went out?
No, because Ronda Rousey has a hint of delusion to her. Like, at the end of the day, Ronda Rousey has gone on record and said, like, I'm the GOAT of MMA. You may be the pioneer, but you're not the GOAT.
Okay.
And then, being from New Mexico, I don't like how she spoke on our name, bro, and I'll never like Ronda Rousey.
I mean, you know, she's got credentials behind her name, being, like, an Olympic athlete. Like, that level of competition is not something that, you know, the normal person can achieve. Yeah. So, you know, I think in a way she is a GOAT maybe for that time. But, again, it's this poor sportsmanship for me that kind of ruins, like, the image of that person. So I was kind of curious to see if you would kind of see that.
So that's what I was getting at. The fact that she can't give Amanda the credit that she deserves. Mm-hmm. If she wants to talk crap on Holly Holm, that's fine. Holly Holm didn't do anything with her chance. Amanda beat the shit out of you. And then not only did she beat the shit out of you, she beat the shit out of people for 15 straight years after.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, and that's the only reason that I'm like, Ronda Rousey has a hint of delusion, because she still, she wants to come back, and I don't think she'll beat any of these girls.
No, not at this level. No, and with her trash striking back in the day, you better step that striking up.
That's what I'm saying. And then like, there was one girl that I thought was going to be great. She was like 6 foot. Megan something.
Megan Anderson.
She's really Megan tall Anderson. Australian. Mm-hmm. And she now she does announcing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was so sad that she retired early.
Same.
The way I get what she's saying, she's like, I'm not going to destroy my body to just get beat right. Get beat by Amanda.
Yeah. But hey, Amanda's gone. Maybe she could come back.
At 135, I mean, I guess if Kayla Harrison can make it, but...
Yeah.
What I will say about Ronda Rousey is judo, she's a fucking goat. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, like, judo in MMA, not the women's goat, not the... She's the fucking goat, because no one in MMA uses judo like that.
Okay. Yeah,
so
right. Or at least nobody at the high level, yeah.
That is what I'll give her. Her judo game is crazy. Everything else, she was just the first to the pot at a very early stage in that division. Okay. And then I'm not gonna speak bad on Harris because I don't want no issues.
I still want to see her go CJI.
Is
that light on?
Okay, perfect.
You want to see Kayla Harris go CJI?
Yeah, I want to see her do some jiu-jitsu against some girls.
Actually, yeah. That's you know, I don't know if I've actually ever seen her do any, like, actual jiu-jitsu. Judo, into a ground and pound, and that's how she's won, like, the majority of her fights.
I just thought she was Hulk smashing bitches. I didn't think she had any real,
so, like, that's why I'd like to see her. I'd like to see what she could do with Hulk smashing under jiu-jitsu rules.
You're just an instigator, bro, and you're trying to get her in the same arena as Gabby Garcia.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that. I mean, there's already a super fight, so let's not even...
I'm not going to lie. I still kind of have my money on Kayla Harris because Gabby's great jiu-jitsu. I think they're about the same age.
Yeah.
But Gabby, I don't know if you've ever seen Gabby striking. It's not that good. And Kayla Harris's striking's kind of...
It's better.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about jiu-jitsu, not fighting.
I was talking about fighting.
First of all, I didn't know Gabby Garcia did MMA.
Yeah, there's some pride fights. She did some pride fights back in the day, and she was just so much bigger than everyone. Her technique didn't matter.
Mm, okay.
So was it like an absolute category for her? Man, I can imagine.
Yeah, there's some pretty hard-to-watch videos out there of her just destroying 5'2" Asian women.
God. Literally my nightmare. Yeah.
Your boy, MVP. What'd you think of that match?
So I was watching that, and the entire time I'm like, can he not get out of that? Does this man, like, I thought he had a black belt or something. MVP? Do you not? He did. No?
He has no ground game. He's just a great striker.
I don't like MVP, but go ahead.
I think I was texting one of my friends. I was watching it, and I think one of my friends was like, oh, yeah, I think he, like, at least has a brown or a black belt. I'm just like, it's not showing.
Yeah. So I hate Ian Gary, boring fighter.
I thought as a whole that was kind of boring. Yeah,
you know, but at the end of the day, there was a point where Ian Gary had him in full guard, and dude didn't even get his base. He just like noodled in there, like his legs were back here and his body was up here, and he just allowed that. And like, my girl knows nothing about jiu-jitsu or anything like that, and she's like, that just gives me the ick. That just gives me the ick.
Guys, it's icky if you don't know how to get out of bad positions.
Well, the thing from her mindset is like, you're a professional fighter.
Yeah.
And she's like, how are you supposed to get out if you're just kind of... You ever seen Scrubs?
Yeah.
He's doing the eagle. He's just putting his body weight on him. And yeah, so she's like, that doesn't look like he's doing anything.
Oh my
God. It just
looks weird. But yeah, just didn't seem like he had any ground game.
Same.
It's like, how do you call yourself a mixed martial artist if you aren't versed in some form of ground and strike, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's crazy because it makes me think like this. The UFC only has like a few good people from Bellator. They all fucking suck. and they all have a blaring hole in their game, which just kind of like solidifies that UFC was up here and everyone else was down here. Because MVP was one of those guys for Bellator, and I don't see him cracking the top eight. No. Especially after that last night.
Wasn't he just fighting cans in Bellator?
For the most part, but now I'm starting to think everybody in Bellator is just a bunch of fucking cans outside of Demetrius Johnson.
Sure.
Or is Demetrius? Demetrius
Johnson? No, he's in one.
Yeah. I feel like one has legit martial arts. Oh, yeah. Like Bellator is kind of like, it's kind of like B-League. B-C-League.
After last night, dude, that's like day one jiu-jitsu class. Like, yeah. Get your base shit.
It was looking really rough.
I know. I'm sitting there watching it, and I think Ian Gary was on his back at one point. I'm like, dude, just roll out of it. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want them to feed Ian Gary to Shavkat already. I'm sick of it.
Yes, Shavkat. Yeah.
Shavkat's legit.
Another person I want no smoke with, bro.
I just don't like MVP, and everyone's like, oh, he's like Anderson Silva, but like, it's because the way he jumps in and out.
He's a Walmart.
Showboats, whatever. But.
His hands were just like not up.
Yeah.
Same with Yuri too.
And there was a couple of times that I'm telling you, Ian, I don't want to talk bad about people. So I hope this doesn't come off any certain way.
I'll be your
way.
Black translator. Go ahead.
But you know, you can just tell when people get kicked,
yeah,
or when they get hit, and then they have a tick, whatever that tick is, whether it's like my tongue out, or like come on, let's go, like whatever that tick is. Those fighters, they can't hide it. And when I see that happen, I'm just like, oh, you already lost. Like, usually, like, you already lost. You're in your head, you know this person is beating you, and you can't figure out how to get past that person and what's going on. So, therefore, now you're trying to, like, just throw out chaos to, like, kind of win an ego battle.
Sure.
So, we know the jokes about Ian, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is he the one that, like, the wife cuckold or something like that?
Yeah. So, I'll say this much. I just think he's lucky because as a grappler, he's skilled. We can't deny him. He showed some pretty skilled stuff in all of his fights. Yeah. But I'll say this. Mentally, he would not survive. Like his last fight, whenever they were just making fun of him for being a cuck and he was like crying and like, you guys are going to see. Or however. He would not have survived the early McGregor era because McGregor wasn't the only one talking crazy. And like, what's his name? The one who thought who thinks he beats everyone and he beats no one. He fought Usman twice.
Colby?
Yeah.
I would love to see Colby and Ian matchup.
So I low-key think Colby would win that.
I think so, too.
They're the same fighter. And then on top of that, Colby talks outlandish shit in a cringeworthy, and he's not mentally tough enough to take it.
But a part of that is his act. That's just like his shtick that he puts out into the world, too.
With Colby?
Yeah, I think that to a certain degree that's an act. That's not truly who he is to his core.
It definitely is, but if it breaks someone, it breaks someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as soon as he starts hearing those jokes about his wife lying, like...
I'm going to be real. Someone made fun of me and my wife, and I'd be kind of sad, too.
I just don't understand how they let it out, bro. Because at this point, it's all but confirmed. He's pretty much confirmed it. It's a real thing.
Oh,
why did they let it out? And that's my thing. Who allowed it to get out?
Well...
And my assumption is the dude who's, you know, making him a cuck. Well, he got too close one night. And he's like, I'll fucking Twitter this.
Yeah. Because it's so easy to just get on your phone and do that.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that was the guy. But, man, I hope that at the end of the day. Look, no, I wish. Look, I don't want anyone. Look, you got to think. These are people doing it in a day. I don't want him to have a bad life or have anything negative going on, you know?
He got 10 G's last night to lay on somebody.
I think he's fine.
Yeah. like you lay on everybody and you pay to do it every month.
That's true. That's true.
And, you know, he got 10 G's for it last night.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Okay, fine. 10 G's is the going price for being a cuck, I guess.
No. It's for being a UFC fighting cuck.
Sounds like a college football team. I'm really trying not to make fun of this, but like you are not.
Bro,
it's so hard not to.
You know the dynamic of the podcast. It's been like that since day one. You say something nice, and I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, we do kind of so. Yeah. Yeah, but I think that's the fun of it. Like, yeah, at the end of the day, it's all fun and games. It's all jokes. Just,
yeah, you know, like at the end of the day, he might be able to beat me up, but his wife will patch me up after. I'm sorry, babe. Don't.
Yes.
You need me to choke him out, Lauren? I got you. He's broken right now. I think I could take him. I think that might got me on the list. But I did it for you, Lauren. We homies.
I'll tape this finger up and handle it. Business. No. Oh my God.
All right. We are at that time. We do need to sign off, everyone. Any final remarks?
No.
Shout out that IG again, Lizzie. In case they didn't hear last
Follow
time.
Me on IG at maybe underscore Lizzie.
Okay.
You got anything?
Nothing. I would just say, as someone who has been going through jiu-jitsu funk and, you know, just all around depression in general, everyone keep your head up. Every day is a new day. Day one of one. You can start over. That's what's really great about when you go to sleep and you wake back up, you start right the fuck back over. So start back over, get back on that horse and ride that shit to the fucking hooves fall off, I guess. Is that, like, I was going to say wheels, but like it's a horse. A chariot? I don't know. Whatever.
Ride that motherfucker.
Ride
no diddy.
It. Ride it long and hard.
No, no, hey, that's it.
You have to get to the destination.
Damn, well, I don't like that. I don't like the wording.
Full homo.
I can say, no.
100% homo.
No diddy. I'm saying no diddy right
Except
now.
No diddy.
It doesn't count.
Hey, well, with that being said,
they not like us.
Y'all see this? This fucking artist over here, bro. He's painted all of these. This one's my favorite. He's kind of handsome.
He wears sunscreen.
He does wear sunscreen, you know?
Black people don't need sunscreen.
Yes, you do.
I'm not jumping on that one. I think black people should use sunscreen. I just like the smell.
You can get unscented ones. Ask your girl.
They just have that sunscreeny smell. I don't know how to explain it.
And ask your girl. I'm sure she's got some wrecks.
Yeah. But, you know, hey. You know what to do? Like, comment, subscribe. Black people, put on that fucking sunscreen.
Everybody must wear sunscreen. Botox is not the sunscreen alternative in LA.
Is that what people do?
Yeah. Oh, my. I'm not even going to get into it.
Yeah, we're going to keep going. We're fucking.
No, it's just me talking about my
ass. Nah, I was about to jump on that because I was like, yeah, and another thing on Botox. That's
I can't.
But, you know, like, comment, subscribe, and follow, you know. And if you want to smoke, hit up Jay.
Matlock Jiu-Jitsu. Where we at, Darce Daddy? What's your actual handle?
Darce underscore Daddy, yeah.
Darce underscore Daddy.
Some people think it's Darce Daddy, and that's how I know you don't train.
It's not Darce Daddy?
Nah, it would never in life. Never in life, you know.
No diddy.
But you know what it is.